entire planet's being issued through international treaty. It's ID cards under biometrics. That'll be the new world currency. It will just be a cashless system. Here's the Times of London. India issues all 1.2 billion citizens with biometric ID cards. And they say, hey, we've got lots of health care, lots of government help. Just buy and sell with this card. And then now they can micromanage society. Now the social planners can control things. That's what the environmental movement admits they're about, cutting off resources to force the destruction of growth, then to implode society to make you become domesticated. Dr. Michael Kaufman, I wanted to continue to talk about the film Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding here in this final segment. We're carrying this and your other documentary, Global Warming or Global Governance. Everyone needs to see this. Just because our listeners may know all about this, their friends, their family, other school teachers, people don't know. And so we need to reach out and educate the public. Even if they pass these global carbon taxes, we've got to fight it and expose it so we can repeal it. Dr. Kaufman.
Absolutely. There is no question about that. And one of the reasons we did this second DVD was to bring new, brand new information into the debate, as well as format it in a way that you can give to your friends and neighbors in a very easy to understand format. You can give it to your school science teachers. It's designed for school classroom showing to combat Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. It's designed to share with other people. You can make copies of it to share, not to sell it, but to make copies to give to your friends and neighbors and to your school teachers and so forth, to try to spread this word, because once they see this, and it's extremely well done, folks, this is order of magnitude better than my first documentary, and it is very conclusive. I have gotten nothing but rave reviews from a variety of sources, including kids down to about 10 years old. So it is really a dynamic video that just takes the starch right out of the need for even having cap-and-trade legislation.
Absolutely. Let me just ask you a side issue. What feedback have you gotten now 2 years into Endgame being out? Because Endgame is I think, my best film, my most important film. Obama Deception is my biggest film because it shatters the left-right paradigm and shows his real agenda, and it covers some eugenics. But what feedback have you gotten being in Endgame?
Very heavy feedback, Alex, from a lot of people calling to find out exactly, because, you know, I'm only on there for maybe 5 minutes totally, finding out my view on what the whole DVD is about. And again, I'm not an expert on eugenics, so I have to say basically I know about as much as you do on that issue. But nonetheless, people are very interested in it. When I say that it's actually worse than what you portrayed on that, but we can't really say that is bad enough what we say on that DVD. We need to understand it and believe it, and people walk away with their head. I get interrupted on the streets. People who know me and have seen Endgame and so forth and ask me questions, it's been an extremely effective DVD.
Well, we need to make your new film as prolific as Endgame. Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Well, I'm going to be really hammering the eugenics issue, the global carbon tax issue, as we try to defeat what's happening in the Senate. It looks like we may be able to stop it because they were able to hide the bill, 300 pages of it, until it passed. Now, though, it is public, and I think it may get beaten, but they're not going to stop there. So we're definitely in a serious fight.
Yes, we definitely are, and we need to keep the fight up, not only with global warming, that's where I'm focusing right now, my efforts, because you can only do one thing at a time, but this water issue is a crisis, the health care issue is a crisis, all of these things, we need to be active and just call in your senators and congressmen and say, no, we're not going to vote for that. If you do, I'm going to do everything I can to see that you're not elected again. And I think I would really encourage some state where they really have an ability to get in there and recall some of their senators and congressmen when they vote for this garbage without even reading
it. Well, I agree. You know, that ties into the eugenics, government-run health care. They want to carry their eugenics out against us, including forced abortions, as the White House chief says, science chief. Dr. Kaufman, great having you with us.
Thank you for having me back.
We'll talk to you again soon. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Vito Congini Jr. got back from Iraq as a veteran, thought he'd open a little Italian food restaurant. They said, yeah, we'll give you the permits, go ahead, we'll give you a liquor license. And they said, no. So he flew an American flag upside down, which means America's in deep trouble when the socialist bureaucrats control us as slaves so much that we can't even have our own restaurant. Well, the police came and took the flag, and they said, you don't do that, boy, because in America you lick boots. That's what this is all about now. Now, of course, the country is in crisis. The whole Bill of Rights, whole Constitution's imploding. The federal government seizing the big automakers, handing it over to the Chinese and Brazilians and Russians, giving them GM, the big pieces that were operating well, like Hummer and Saturn. Foreign banks have stolen $14.8 trillion. But see, to a lot of Americans, patriotism means if Adolf Hitler put an American flag on his back and returned from the dead, half the public would just kneel. I mean, if Joseph Stalin teleported in a time machine and was speaking Russian but wearing a suit that had the American flag on it, the public is like under mind control. They see an American flag, they just kneel. And so they don't even care if that means the country's in distress and that it's not disrespectful to the flag. But even if you do something disrespectful, that's your First Amendment, because the flag symbolizes that First Amendment and freedom. And if you don't have the spirit of it, then the flag's just a red, white, and blue. So that's why this story is so important. Here's the local newscast where you can see people trying to pull the flag down, the cops standing by, and then our guest says that the police came and took his flag. So this is how they roll. Might as well be the Soviet Union. Here it is.
flag flying upside down in Krivitz to protest a decision made by the village. Tonight, that symbol is dividing the small community. NBC 26 reporter Rachel Stockman is in Krivitz with more.
What started off as a question about whether this restaurant could get a liquor license has now turned into a full-fledged village brawl. And the question now, is this flag a sign of distress and were someone's constitutional rights violated?
It's a flag in distress that some argue is a sign of disgrace. So upsetting for this man, he came with a knife to cut it down.
Raise the flag properly. You are violating the law. You are trespassing.
I don't care. You're pissing me off.
But it's upside down for a reason. A reason we'll get to soon, but first.
Oh, God, bring it down.
This is a sign of the deep division in this community that started at Village Hall and Vito Congini's Supper Club.
That'll be a small dining area. And
Vito says he can't open the restaurant because the village denied his liquor license, a license he says he was promised.
We put everything that we owned into this. We're about $180,000 in debt right now.
So to show his distress, he raised this flag.
I've been to war more than once. I go over to other countries to fight tyrannical governments from doing whatever they want to their citizens, and then I have to come home and deal with that here? That's not fair. It's not right that the American people should have to fear their local government bodies.
But if you ask the man standing on Vito's roof, he'd disagree, and so apparently do the village cops.
I saw the village police, the two full-time officers and two part-time officers, stealing my American flag from Vito Congini's flagpole.
The village would only issue this statement. The liquor license was denied for economic reasons, and due to potential legal action, the board will make no further comment. As for this man, Marinette County deputies came and told him to leave. But that's likely not the end of this dispute.
Vito plans to appeal the village's actions at circuit court. In your corner in Krivitz.
The rest of it's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Look, we're going to go to Vito here in just a moment. I just want to say this illustrates everything, this little report. You've always, in every town, got these empty men, and they're always saluting the flag and acting real weird, and if you criticize the government, they say you're not a patriot. It's patriotic to limit the government, to criticize it. The government is in our country. We are. The Bill of Rights and Constitution is. And I have seen similar things. You know, we sell a T-shirt that has the American flag upside down on it. And it says, Save the USA. I mean, the U.S. is being taken over in a foreign offshore corporate takeover. And it's got Paul Revere on the front. Now, according to the DHS report, they say, watch out for returning vets, watch out for gun owners, watch out for people that don't like the Federal Reserve. See, and if they tell these goons you saw in there, that go arrest Americans, it's patriotic, they'll do it. They're ready. And they get real emotional over petty, stupid stuff, but then they flip out. I mean, they'll get upset about the flag or something, not knowing it's a sign of distress, and then violate somebody's property rights and First Amendment, but then they don't care about foreign banks raping us, Bill of Rights on fire, country going to hell in a handbasket. So this story documents it all. Vito Congini Jr., who's not even in Wisconsin right now. He's in Illinois looking for work. And I guess the petty bureaucrats who promised him the license, not going to get it. Joining us, thank you for coming on, sir.
Thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
I don't know how you didn't haul off and punch that guy. He's on your property trying to take your property, and he's just out of his mind. I mean, is that guy all there? I mean, he's up there saluting the flag like he just saved America from Al-Qaeda, and he's on a property owner's, a veteran's own property, trying to steal his property?
I think he had a few too many this morning, that morning that that had happened. The problem with it is he lets people tell him what he should think and what he should know instead of thinking and reading for himself.
Amazing.
He actually thought that I was being disrespectful to the flag, and that is not a sign of disrespect. It is a sign of distress. I have no intention, nor would I ever disrespect the United States flag or this great country. We need to stand up and take our freedoms and stop taking them for granted and realize you have to be willing to fight for it. I've been to a few wars here. I know what it's like for people not to have a freedom. Believe me, I'm going to fight tooth and nail until my dying breath to keep my freedoms. And freedom of speech is one of the most important ones we have. And if they don't think that that First Amendment is so important to them, they better realize the other items that are mentioned in that First Amendment, your freedom of choice of religion and your freedom of choice to question your government in a peaceful ensemble of people. And the freedom of the press. Let's not forget that.
And the freedom of the right to assembly, as you said. So, obviously, that newscast is just a short snapshot. How did all this begin? What's really going on? What's your neighbor saying he sees the police taking your flag? I mean, are they really that stupid that they don't understand it's your First Amendment right and it's a sign of I'm in trouble, help me, that it would be disrespectful to fly that flag right side up if the country is in crisis? You're supposed to use the flag as a communication tool.
Absolutely. Well, the problem was, it even gets worse. Not only did the police come to my place of business on the 4th of July on my private property with no warning, no warrant, but the district attorney from Marinette County instructed them to do so. Since then, he has actually gone on national TV and said, I know I was doing wrong, but I did it anyway. Now, here's somebody who's supposed to know the law, an educated man of the law, and he decided to openly violate the law himself. So, and who's going to prosecute him? Nobody.
Are they that ignorant that they don't know that flying the flag upside down means distress?
I have explained it to them. We've actually hung signs on my building to explain this to them, what the sign with Union Side Down, what it means. That way people can understand it that don't. I don't know what more I can do. I've been out there. I've talked to these people. I read the U.S. flag code to them. They just get told that by somebody that, oh, he must be meaning disrespect, and they go off on their little tangent and believe it instead of listening to my side of it. But we did have a small group of people that came to show their displeasure in what I'm doing. And about 10 out of those 25 people changed their mind after they were told why the flag was being flown in distress.
So, but the other 15 are complete morons. They're complete. Look, the thing is, America's going to hell in a handbasket. They know it, and they don't like seeing a reminder of it. They just want America to be euthanized, put to sleep, lethal injection, quietly, and they want to wrap themselves in the flag and climb into a grave and, put up with that.
Well, they want to bury their heads in the sand. They're trying to play the ostrich effect, and you can't do that. You have to be willing to fight for your freedoms, just like they did in 1776.
This is just ridiculous. This is ridiculous that they ninny around and get so upset about this. And even when you explain to them the law, they just deny it because it feels so good to ninny around. Now, how did this begin? Why won't this little area give you the license to sell beer?
I actually went to them prior to purchasing the building and told them what I wanted. They approved of everything. They said, yes, we like this idea. It would be wonderful for the town. Then I went to them on January 20th and said, I'm ready for it. I'll open February 1. They said, no, you would be too much competition for the other people in town and your location. They tried to say it was too close to a school. The local ordinance for that is 300 feet. I'm almost 1,000 feet away from that school. So I met every requirement. Plus, there are four other reasons that they can deny you a license. I met and surpassed every one of those reasons, and I showed that to them, and they still used it. The one that gets me the most is that I would be too much competition. How can you say that you can deny competition in the United States? How can you feel that you have that authority? That's what makes this country great, is competition.
How can Obama take over GM? I mean, they're little social planners as if they're God.
Exactly. You can't do that. You can't allow the government to tell you how you're supposed to live.
That's like if you're more handsome and you get the beauty queen, they come up and say, we're going to cut your nose off so that you're not too handsome, so there's no competition. I mean, that's where all this ends.
Sure. And it can go a lot further. It could be, oh, you're the wrong color, you're the wrong race, so we're not going to let you come up here.
Well, we know why. They're just a bunch of control freaks, and I'm sure some other restaurant or something gave them a little bit of money on the side. And let's come back and talk about where this is going.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Vito Congini Jr. is our guest. I got a really exciting letter here I want to read when we come back from break. And I want to remind my staff and myself, I want to implement a time on the show every day for like 10, 15 minutes where I read quick email questions and answer them and then read a letter or two of the day. Because we get thousands of letters a week, no exaggeration, and we try to scan through them and read. And I want to try to give the attention due to some of these great points people are making. We're going to try to more heavily program the show by program, you know, set up what we do, when we do, how we cover it, because there's so much to get to, and time has a way of getting away from us, but we try to give people a full spectrum breakdown of what's happening. Man, this story of what happened to you in Wisconsin just illustrates so much, and you're saying your family is sunk into debt to do this. They won't even let you open. You got to have wine in an Italian restaurant. I mean, that's just, you know, that goes together like a horse and carriage. I wouldn't go to an Italian restaurant, at least back when I was drinking, you know, occasionally without red wine. I mean, that's something you got to have. And they just don't care. I mean, you've got to sue them. That's pure discrimination that they said to you. And I would call them again and record them saying at this time that, oh, that would be competition. I mean, are they like the gods, the fairy godmother that waves their wand? Well, that's what licensing does. It turns us into slaves.
Yes, it does. And as you said, I need to sue them. But unfortunately, you can't really find an attorney who's trying to, you know, feed his family to sue a municipality because they're worried about people not coming in and using them as attorneys. They just don't want to fight the municipality. They don't want to try to get a bad name themselves in the town. That's when the ACLU found out about the violation of my First Amendment rights, and now they're considering taking it on. They haven't agreed to do so yet, but they are taking it under consideration.
Well, why don't these local boss hogs on power trips just apologize? I mean, they're obviously boss hogs. If the police come and steal the flag, I mean, or are they just... Or are they just ignorant?
They actually came on my property, no warrant, no warning, no phone call, nothing, and literally went there, took the flag down from the pole, and left with it. And when my neighbor saw what they were doing, he tried to stop them, and they threatened him with arrest if he tried to interfere.
Now, there was a case in Reno, Nevada, where they were flying a Mexican flag above an American flag, and the guy went and cut it down and got in trouble. We had him on. But I guess that's okay. Just don't fly the American flag upside down. I guess if you would have urinated on it or something, they would have been happy.
Yeah, actually, that's part of the U.S. flag code, and I am following the U.S. flag code. If you defecate or spit on the flag, that is illegal. But if you hang it upside down, Union side down, that is part of the U.S. flag code. It's a signal of distress. It is not a sign of disrespect whatsoever.
No, I know. These people are just morons. Are they starting to get embarrassed that the national media is covering the fact that that it's a sign of distress and you're right to do it, or are they just sticking their thumbs in their mouths and sucking them and saying, I don't care?
Well, it's hard to say because their village attorney that's attended the meetings for the licensing and everything, they asked their attorney, can we deny him for this reason? And he told them straight out, well, if you deny him for that reason, he's going to have the ability to come back at you and sue you and appeal it at the circuit court level. And even though he basically told them, you can't do it for that reason, they did it anyway. And
why are they out to get you? I mean, are you an outsider? I mean, is this a boss hog situation where everybody's married to their mother?
Pretty much. Pretty much. I moved up there in 1995. I bought my house. I bought a business in 2004 there, which was just a bar tavern with a small amount of food. And then when I got activated for Iraq, I sold out to my partner, and I went to Iraq. And then when I came back, I started looking for another one. It took me a couple of years, and now I just found it. And now I went to them. They said, yes, we'll give it to you. And when I go to them to get the final approval for the license so I can open my doors, they said no.
That is just devastating. And of course, they won't give you the liquor license until after you've already built it. That's how it works most places.
Exactly.
So where are you going from here? I mean, you had to leave the state?
Bankruptcy. Find another place to live. Hopefully they won't throw me myself and my wife and my family out of our house on the street. You know, I'm paying about $9,700 a month in bills, and that was fine until I lost my job as an electrician in Illinois. And now I come down here looking for work pretty much every week, and it hasn't been so good. I'll get a week, maybe a month.
And then meanwhile, the crazy town won't let you supply the service of an Italian restaurant.
No, they won't let me.
I'm hungry just thinking about it.
No.
Well, do you have a website or an email for folks to contact you that might want to legally help you?
I am listed on Facebook. I am getting thousands of people giving me their support. I want to say thank you to all of them for their support. And for those that aren't supporting me, voice your First Amendment right. That's all I'm saying this is about. This is about using that First Amendment right.
I agree with you, Vito. We'll talk to you again as this unfolds. God bless you.
All right.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine, I don't know when.
Look, I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, a cop, a fireman, a school teacher, a nuclear physicist, a dentist, somebody who bags groceries. If you love liberty and freedom and will stay out of my life, I'll stay out of your life. But when people have authority and abuse it, they become the number one enemy. And I'm with the Founding Fathers on that. If you want to go along with these offshore banks and all these chicken neck criminals, then just go right ahead. And I tend to get mad at police at a primitive level because I'm threatened by them. Just like at a primitive level, if somebody's got a pit bull walking down the street and kind of starts smiling and doing it towards me, I get threatened and I want to attack them. It's an instinct thing. And I know I go over the deep end all the time, and I try to not sit here and play the cop bashing videos constantly. And believe me, folks, there's plenty of ammo. But when they're choking some ambulance driver for no reason, and then we get the squad car video, and the ambulance didn't even block them, and the cop drove up on them at 100 miles an hour and then acts like a nut and then lies about it, that's a big issue. And when the police defend that state trooper, that's the bigger problem. Because there's corrupt people in power that want to promote bad people and protect bad people. But that said, there are a lot of police and military waking up. And they sent us a lot of documents, a lot of material, a lot of information, like the Mayak report and the DHS report and all these other big reports. People then say, well, tell us their names on air. Prove it. I don't give up my sources. You want to get them in trouble. the proof of my sources is it comes out that these stories are real. People are so ignorant, like reporters aren't supposed to have sources, and you're supposed to give them up. The issue is I have a love-hate relationship with the police and the military because I have a lot of family that are military, some that are police. They're good people. You know, Bob Dacey's son's a cop. You know, he's nice. I know there are a lot of good police, but there are a lot of bad ones, and when they do bad things, they get defended and protected because the system is corrupt and is evil, and that's a fact. But I get letters like this every day, so I thought I'd read this one. And I talk to people who travel around the country and the world, and they see the same thing. In fact, it isn't just people getting arrested with anti-UN stickers. It's people getting let go that have anti-UN stickers. How about we don't arrest people that have anti-UN stickers as their First Amendment? And how about people that have anti-UN stickers don't get special treatment? Because, see, once you start down that road, that's the road to tyranny. That's another form of tyranny. But here is a letter I got to the Alex Jones Show from John in Tampa Bay, Florida. Activity report for your encouragement. Just to let you know what is happening in Tampa Bay. On the 4th of July holiday, I was able to get about 240 Obama deception videos at events that day, including the Tea Party, on a major roadway. Cars at the intersection got the most DVDs. Also, a fireworks event was hit. I like that term, hit. We are. We're hitting the enemy operations. We're unlocking minds. You got this propaganda grid by the globalists, and we're hitting it. These are guerrilla attacks, folks. We are savaging them. We're having great effects. At the fireworks event at the City of Tampa, police officers approached me. I had on the attorney response team uniform. That's the shirt. In fact, we should punch up attorney response team t-shirt for folks so they can see it. He saw what I was doing, and he wanted a free DVD. I thanked him for taking it and told him we were depending on him to uphold the Constitution. He said he would do his best. This last Saturday, on July 11th, I passed out DVDs at a business intersection at a red light, passing them out to cars and pedestrians alike. At one point, a Hillsborough County sheriff's pulled up and rolled his window down. He asked, "Is that an Alex Jones movie?" "Yes. I have watched it several times." He had the copy of the DVD on his car seat and showed me. I said, "Wow." A few minutes later, he was able to pull off the road to talk. He said that his brother had sent him the DVD, and he had seen several other of Alex's movies and was a regular listener of the radio show via Internet. I told him also that we were depending on him to uphold the Constitution. We shook hands, and in parting, he said, "The answer to 1984 is 1776. See, that's why they're so afraid of liberty movement, because these men and women have a hunger to be with George Washington, to be with the Founding Fathers, to be with Colonel Travis at the Alamo, to be real Americans. Everybody does. This is our heritage. It's who we are. It's in our guts. And they've taken the police and twisted their minds, and they've taken the public and twisted our minds, and they've set up this horrible system. But the establishment knows that if the people have a choice between this chicken-neck demon, John P. Holdren, let's put him on screen, who says he wants to force druggists and CPS our kids, a choice between that and freedom and liberty and the Second Amendment and God's guts and guns and Fourth of July and freedom, they're going to want the freedom. And so all of us have to really work on reaching out to the military and police. And I know I fly off the handle, and I tend to go after the police a lot. And I've said this last year since I figured it out. I'm growing. I'm learning all the time. I'm not perfect. That plays into the globalist plan. That plays into it. Because they go give the police training and a culture that then makes the public not like them. Then they say, "See to the cops, the public doesn't like you." And then that further compacts the police into their area and then the citizens into their area. It's another divide and conquer. So when Anderson Cooper, who's admittedly CIA, "Oh, I was CIA," he said, "but then I went and joined CNN, the heir to the Astor fortune, a disgusting globalist, a piece of trash, on record." When he does all these constant TV shows about cops in Texas robbing people, and there are some bad towns and counties that are doing this. Instead of having a newscast about how the state government and the state police was supposed to go after these people, CNN kind of halfway legitimizes it, but then says the feds need to federalize. When you don't have Texas towns running giant white slavery rings like DynCorp and Halliburton are. See, you got the big federal international evil. It loves to show you the little local corruption as a pretext to come in and take over. And they love to show the police beating people. They love to show out-of-control thug cops choking teenagers for no reason. And it's wrong. It's wrong that they're doing that. But the issue is, why are they showing it so much? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they want us at each other's throats. They want us to get into a fight with each other. They want us to kill each other. They are planning on instigating a revolution in this country that is going to slaughter the police and military, and then after everything breaks down, just like in Argentina and other countries, and I've had economists on from there, same thing. Local cops and military get shot up, the citizens get shot up, and then 6 months later, everybody's tired of rioting, and then the globalists come in. This has been done over and over and over again. So I've said I've made a lot of mistakes. I never claimed to have all the answers, understand all the psychological warfare. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he said, have you seen the CIA declassified report? And I said, no, I Googled it. Another CIA training manual release from 63, how to torture people, how to break them, how to control local populations. And I sat there for 2 hours and read the whole document, and it was everything I'm already seeing the feds do. See, I'm just learning so much so fast, and I don't even have ways to describe it. I just wish we could end this nightmare and arrest all these bankers and eugenicist trash. I'm sick of them. And I'm sick of how the whole thing's run by psychologists and psychiatrists who know how to manipulate us, and they're playing games with us and manipulating our society and manipulating our social system and the way men operate and the way women operate. They know how we operate. They know how we work, folks. And they're manipulating us just like we're in a petri dish and they got a microscope studying us and you know, looking at us and understanding how we operate. That's what they're doing. So we've got to learn sociology. We've got to learn psychology. We've got to read their manuals. We've got to learn what these bastards have done, because they have cold-bloodedly come in with science and screwed our society up to make us dependent on them. You know, I didn't take a lot of calls today, and I said I was, and I covered some eugenics. You know, I'm doing the best I can here. Everybody keeps saying, oh, the show's great, you're doing a good job. I know, but still, I just, when you know about this level of evil, you know about these criminals operating in plain view, you know they're poisoning the water, you know they're poisoning the food on record, it's just, you expect to see things instantly change. But that's not how things work. They didn't build their system overnight. We're not going to dismantle their system and get the republic back overnight. But number one, having the attitude to win, the attitude to take action, having the facts, getting involved, you will get better at what you're doing by stepping up, by taking action. And so I can't expose all the eugenics. I mean, literally, I have 7 stacks in here, this tall each one, pure mainstream news pushing eugenics, telling you how great it is to be sterilized. I mean, it's just off the charts. And I've covered probably 30 or 40 of those today. The point is, go look at it for yourself. It's a bottomless pit. They're committing crimes and evil and micromanaging control freak garbage so fast, I can't even track it. It's just a criminal society has taken over. They use scientific techniques, and we're all in the same boat. They are screwing all of us. I don't care who you are or what you are or what color you are or where you live. But I know this. I'm getting letters from Brazil and letters from South Korea and letters from Japan and letters from Russia and calls from Russia. And I talk to contractors and I talk to workers and I talk to family who are on cruise ships in other parts of the world and who are at factories in other parts of the world and have people walk up to them and say, have you heard of InfoWars.com? Have you heard of Alex Jones? Folks, the responsibility of the fact that I'm try to play down the people we reach, but I know the establishment knows. I'm reaching tens of millions now every month, new. I mean, we've hit mega viral level. My radio show and the films are just a tiny little node. It's like a virus, but a good virus, that just you introduce a few viruses and then it turns into billions. I'm under total surveillance. I've got all sorts of black ops being pulled on me. I just ignore it and trust in God, you know, to go through the storm. I'm happy I've done this. You're only alive once. But the issue is we're making history right now. And the establishment is launching all sorts of COINTELPRO, whisper campaigns, black ops attacks. They're pulling out all the stops on me, trying to set me up. And I just want folks to know whatever happens to me, it's a victory. The testament to what I've been able to do with your help taking action. The testament. These type of stories that this writer, John in Tampa Bay, tells me, where all the cops he sees are awake. I mean, I was talking to a friend last night who was in Oregon visiting family. I believe she told me the story, but she was visiting some friends in Florida. I was thinking of Florida. And let me go back to the exact story. Hold on. Kind of download that here mentally. And it's also the friends, somebody I don't want to be mentioned on air, so I want to be careful not to mention that. I was talking to a friend last night. We were having dinner. My wife and I and some friends, and this friend was talking about how she was in, it was her mother. Our friend's mother was traveling, visiting family in Oregon, and she went to the Buffalo Bill show, because there's a company that does that around the country. And they were at the Buffalo Bill show, and they were just talking to some young man who was part of the Buffalo Bill show, and he said, "Oh, have you heard InfoWars.com and Alex Jones?" And then the mother of one of my friends was like, "Absolutely." And then suddenly there were more people there, and they were talking about, "Hey, everybody's awake here. We know what's going on." My only point in telling that story is that everywhere I go and everybody I talk to, they're having the same experiences. And I get calls and I get letters from New York and Wisconsin and South Texas and Colorado and New Zealand. I've had police departments call and say, "Did you do this? Did you spray paint InfoWars.com on this big derelict city building?" And they'll send us a photo in New Zealand of InfoWars.com spray painted all across it. And I'm like, "No." Or I'll get a mean letter going, "How dare you in these falls over the in Hawaii carve InfoWars into the rock?" Or people spray painting road signs in Colorado, you know, thinking I'm doing it. The point is, folks, it's everywhere. And then I realize we have tens of millions of people listening to us. We've actually got the attention of the people. What am I supposed to do? I mean, it's not even so much as a weight, is that it's just almost embarrassing. I mean, I'm not the guy for this job. I'm not the guy to be the leader of the resistance against the New World Order. But at the same time, who else is there? It's you. They can kill me individually. They can destroy my name. I've been analyzing their attack profile. They're more likely to invent scandals against me, but I'm so clean. I'm so square. It's hard to do. But whatever they do to me, don't see the movement as about Alex Jones. See it as about liberty and freedom. And realize you're a leader and that they can't kill ideas. And that you, by going out, handing out DVDs, handing out films, handing out articles, handing out websites, starting your own local radio show, starting Access TV, starting your own local activist group, by going out and going to city council and taking action, if you will take action, people will join you. If you will build it, they will come. If you will engage the enemy, we can defeat them. Because the enemy's coming in like a flood now. There's no more denials. Open world government's been announced. And I always knew at this key juncture that if I got out there and warned as many people as I could about the globalist plan and didn't hold back, a lot of other folks knew as much as I did. They just didn't want to sound kooky, so they'd only put a little bit out. I went all the way to the wall with the most radical info I could that was factual, knowing that people wouldn't believe me then, but that as it all came true, then they would remember, and that it's that power of revelation. It's that power of the foresight that people pay attention to, and that by doing that, they would then wake up and get involved and join us. And we've done that. We've planted tens of millions of seeds all across the world, and now those have grown mentally and spiritually, and they are planting seeds. And so the great Harvest is coming. So the enemy's going to stage nuclear attacks. They're going to stage flu attacks. They're going to stage World War III type events, wars. They are going to bankrupt everything by design. They are going to bring in hell in an attempt to block us. But they were already going to do that. We're now just engaging them on our terms. They were attacking us anyways. We're just decided to fight back. Some people say, well, you're goading them into moving quicker. Yes, we are. If they're behind in the race, they don't have the pole position, we can force them to drive recklessly. We can force them to try to push the situation. That means that they've got the momentum and the power and the money, but we got the numbers and the truth, and that it's a fight of our lives, a fight for our lives, and we're going to go 110% into this fight, swinging as hard as we can, committing. And when you commit and stop caring what happens to your body, what happens to your name, when you just get in the fight and go 110%, you're pretty much assured of victory, folks, if you'll just gut up and go absolutely A. In the info war, stay with us.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Yeah, it's got to be no more Mr. Nice Guy, the New World Order boys. And if we step to the plate, we take action, a lot of people inside the globalist system who don't like what's happening, they're going to speak up as well. And then this whole New World Order is going to collapse. But that isn't enough. Society itself has become very decadent and immoral. But you got to fall before you can rise. Myself included. We just all got to love God, love our families, try to be good people, not be quick to anger. Lord knows I'm one of the worst at that. To really gauge things and know what's going on, not get into being stupid. like the foolish police that go, you know, steal some veteran's upside down flag. Even if it was a sign of disrespect, it's his right to do it. When you urinate on the First Amendment, you've destroyed the spirit of what the flag symbolizes. If we don't have these rights, the flag's just three colors. The United States isn't special. It's just more dirt if we don't have our Bill of Rights and Constitution. You know, here I am. I've done all these hours of radio broadcasts and haven't even really plugged much of the films or books or materials, but be sure and check them out at InfoWars.com. We broke down a lot of stuff at the first of the show. The rebroadcast is coming up here in a few minutes. I did want to tell listeners about a few of the sponsors that also made today's radio transmission possible, and one of them is eFoodsDirect.com. This is the source, the name, and high-quality storable foods, non-GMO, non-hybrid, no MSG, no garbage. And they got free catalogs, free videos you can watch about the food at E, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, efoodsdirect.com, big banners up on infowars.com if you missed it, or 1-800-409-5633. You've got to be self-sufficient. You've got to be prepared going into these crazy waters, this crazy time we're entering when it looks like they're going for broke. You need firearms and food and things like that. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com. And I also want to remind listeners, Ted is selling gold at $30-something dollars, lower than what the market is. You know, he bought gold at $9.13. It's above $9.40, and he's selling it with no markup. So it's an incredible discount, and that won't last very, very long. So 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, Midas Resources also making this radio show possible. Another one of our fine sponsors that I want you to know about is, in closing, is, before I make a few final comments, is frontsite.com. Have you ever heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza? The founder of the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. This offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying out of his own pocket to be able to offer you this deal, and it won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they'll give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol, the caliber of your choice. The website's frontsight.com. That's FrontSight.com. Now, I'm talking to a lot of friends and neighbors and others who are planning to do this in the fall when it's not so hot. So if I was you, I'd get booked now, folks, because people are really, really getting excited about this, frontsite.com. Again, I want to thank the sponsors. They make the show possible. I want to thank the crew up here. You know, when I hire somebody to work here, I tend to do it with these blind ads because I don't want to hire fans. Not that fans are bad, but you put a public ad out, you get infiltrators, and we've had them. It's not fun. I have a profession where I deal with infiltrators. This isn't Kansas, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to thank the crew we've got, because I tell them when they come to work here, I say, you're signing on to get sent to Camp X-Ray, boys and girls, if we don't beat these people. So I want to commend our cheerful crew, and I want to commend the Genesis Network and all of our AM and FM affiliates, the Global Shortwave listeners, and everybody else out there. And I just can't stress enough what the Obama Deception and Endgame are doing out there with all of you making copies of them. Keep that up. We salute all of you. Key retransmission starts now. One place, InfoWars.com. Then I'm re-airing on AM and FMs all over the country. But one place, InfoWars.com, with the audio internet retransmission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.